Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we have Linda Nguyen. She is a friend of mine. She's been on the podcast before. She's produced other events in the past, and I've been lucky to be a part of it. And today I've asked Linda to come back on the podcast because Linda is actually producing a float for the Rose Parade here in LA on January 1st. Welcome back to the podcast, Linda.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
It's my pleasure. So can you share a bit about yourself and what role and how did you get to be a part of this really historic project?
Yeah. So Linda Nguyen, I am pretty much the float project manager on this Rose Parade float. And Teresa, who is the co-founder of Love to You, she reached out to me to be a part of the project. And here I am.
So what is Love to You?
Love to You is a global youth initiative. They do a lot of work back in Vietnam as well as domestically here. It's focused on education, making sure that students in Vietnam have the resources that they need to get a proper education. And then over here domestically, it's a variety of causes wherever there's a need.
And who is Teresa?
Teresa and Joe, they're both sisters, so co-founders alongside, I believe it's their cousin Carrie, Dr. Carrie Tran, and they're just local, everyday community leaders that, are unsung heroes that we don't hear about very often.
So their nonprofit is called Love to Eel, as in love to love, like Eel,
Love to love.
That's cool. I barely caught that because I thought it meant love to you. But then I was like, wait, love to you means, that actually makes sense.
Yes.
And so how did this opportunity of this Rose Parade come about?
Yeah, so Joe was watching the Rose Parade one year and she was thinking, well, it would be nice to see our community represented in the Rose Parade. And that's where she came up with the idea. And that's when she called her sister. And, and here we are, just from her watching the Rose Parade and wanting to see us represented.
That's really is mind-blowing. I've been to Rose Parade a few times because I live in the area. And there's hundreds of thousands of people out there on the parade route, but there's millions of people watching from their living rooms across the United States. This is a huge deal. And for somebody to just have like this idea of like coming up with this idea of like, hey, we should be represented in that on a float is such a awesome thing.
Yes. Yes.
And I want to kind of talk about the, if you can give a little bit of background about the Rose Parade and its significance to our community around the, around the country.
Yeah. This will be the 136th. Rose Parade. And, as our parents grew up watching that, right? Every New Year's Day, it's on our TV screen, whether we're watching or not, it's in the background. And it's just so significant for us to be here. We aren't the first, we are the second Vietnamese American float in the Rose Parade.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, the first one was about I believe it was over 20 years ago. And Magdalena Lai, she fundraised from our Vietnamese community for 7 or 8 years. It was It was basically asking for a dollar, you know, starting with a dollar. And that's why we carried it on here with our campaign, is that starting with $1, there are 2.3 million Vietnamese people in the U.S. that, and that's why we put our fundraising goal at 2.3 million. It's not in hopes of reaching that number, but that's to represent the 2.3 million people in the U.S. Well, Magdalena at the time, for 7-8 years, tried to fundraise within our community. And then the remaining amount, she actually sold her house. She sold her house to build the float.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's, so this time around, I was like, I hope Joe and Teresa don't need to sell their house. And we were able to fundraise a good amount of money.
Wait a minute. So Magdalena Lai literally sold her house to do this.
Yes, she sold her house as a thank you to America because she wanted this float in the Rose Parade.
And so did she ever make her money back?
I don't know. That I don't know.
That is mind-blowing. And how, I mean, if you could talk about the economics of getting a float into the parade, can you share a little bit about that?
It's a costly endeavor, I'll tell you that. It's not just building the float itself, right? It's the people around it. It's the people that we need to hire to help us promote the event. And, you know, it's not just building a float and putting it up on social media and that's the end of it and that people will come and support. It's just so many minor details, making sure that our float riders are going to be taken care of. And you know, you want to make sure that they feel special. And so those are the things, the hosting part. Gosh, you know, you think putting on a float is just decorating, right? And Joe said something in an interview. You think that you just, oh, it's going to be fun. You're just going to decorate and you're done. There's so many minor details involved. First-year participants, you don't know what to expect. We've never done it before. So many last-minute things that come up. Many unanswered questions. I still have unanswered questions right now. And we have an event going on tomorrow that I don't have answers for. And so right after this, it's, I need to go get answers. So those are the little things, you know, you need to be ready, you need to be nimble and ready to adapt.
Hi, this is Kenneth Nguyen. A few years ago, before I launched the Vietnamese podcast, my father and all of his siblings passed away. Their passing marked the loss of their stories and the connection to my grandparents and great-grandparents. This is partly what inspired me to start the work of the podcast. Many of you still have the opportunity to record and preserve the legacies of your own families. I've just begun to sit with a few families now for interview sessions to record the rich histories of their parents and the lives of the generations that preceded them. Don't let your family's stories go untold. Take a moment to reach out to me, and together we will bring out your family's story on a recorded journey. I've included the link in the episode description. Visit VietnamStoryBank.com today for more information.
Can you walk me through the process of when Joe and Teresa reaches out to you and what happens from that moment and how long ago did that happen, and walk me through sort of the process of putting it together?
Yeah, I believe they reached out in July. And so we've been working on it since July. It's a matter of submitting an application, awaiting approval, you know, and as soon as it's approved, it's okay, let's get the design. And there's only two float builders that are allowed to work on the floats. So you have to choose between the two. Mm-hmm. So we chose our float builder, and from there, the designs, right? Design changes. It's going back to the committee, you know, how do we update the designs? And then once the design is finalized and it goes into construction, during the construction process, it's when we think about our marketing, our branding, and how do we push it out to the community. When you're running on a very limited staff or a small team, there's only so much we can do. Right? And there's so much more I want to do that I was unable to do. But given our resources, we just do the best we can. Let's see. So in design process, in design, actually design and float building, we're scrambling, we're figuring out what do we do in terms of merch, right? We think about t-shirts, we think about pins. those little things. How do you take care of your volunteers? Give them a t-shirt. You know, it's so many minor details, and we have to coordinate getting volunteers. You know, our float builder artistic entertainment services, they do bring in the general public to work on our float, but we wanted to also have volunteers from our community. So it's reaching out to corporations, reaching out to friends, organizations.
And when you say volunteers, who and when are volunteers allowed and expected to come to help?
Yeah, so this week, starting yesterday, is what you call decorating week. We started on December 7th. December 7th, December 14th, December 21st, we were doing dry materials. So that's when all the dry stuff go on. And then this week is when the fresh flowers go on. And what you don't know is that we actually don't get to work on the flowers. They actually bring in professional florists that come in and work and put the fresh flowers onto the float. But it's still dry materials. This week is decorating week, and it's pretty much almost every day up until, I believe it's the 30th, up until the 30th, so three more days. If you look at the float, it looks like nothing was done because you don't realize how much work. The first day I decorated, at the end of it, I think we had up to 10-15 volunteers, and we were after a 5-hour shift. It looked like we barely touched a float.
Wow.
And it was like, it's disheartening because you just think, oh my gosh, you don't think it will be done, because you're looking at the float now and I'm seeing volunteer photos and I'm like, oh, there's still a lot to go, and it gets done. And you have the one thing about the float is every inch has to be covered.
Like, wow.
Every inch must be covered, and to be ready for float judging. Float judging is on the 31st.
So are you still accepting volunteers?
Mm-hmm. We are.
Up until when?
Up until the 30th.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about releasing this episode like the morning of the 31st, but I mean, yeah. I guess it should just go out sooner just to see. Okay, well, how do people sign up to volunteer?
Yeah, they can check out our campaign page, which is givebutter.com /journeyofdreams, because that's what our float is called, is Journey of Dreams, to represent all of our refugees. Yeah, so again, givebutter.com/journeyofdreams.
We'll probably include a link in the description in the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah. And what is like the max number of volunteers that you can have?
50.
50. And so you haven't hit that on the daily yet?
No, I think tomorrow we will pretty much hit that tomorrow. Yeah.
Right. That's because it's the weekend.
Yeah. They want to see when it's almost done.
So, all right. So you have an invitation to join the team, and you're putting all these things together, right? And you have since July, August, September, sort of like to assemble the team. What are some of the hardest parts about the next few months once you get the green light?
The hardest part is still not knowing what to expect, because we're first-time participants. And thinking ahead, it's always thinking ahead. If this, then that, right? That was the hardest part, is adapting on a day-to-day basis. And on top of that, keep in mind that, you know, we have our regular jobs that we're trying to hold down.
And are you still trying to raise money around like August and September?
I think we started the fundraising after that. It was October, November. Mm-hmm. It was a little later. Yeah.
And have you guys reached the goal, your target yet?
Oh my gosh, I haven't even had time to look. I know that we were pretty close. And so any amount that we fundraise over the cost to build the float is to go back to Love to You, to local programs.
And are you able to share how much you're able to, or you know, what you've raised so far, or
We
your
are at,
goal?
I just realized we're at 465,000 right now. So hopefully we get to 500,000. But
So
we're at,
500 is the break even.
yeah, we're hoping to get to that 500.
Oh, great. So the link that you read is also like you could, people can actually donate there too, right? So
Correct.
it's not just volunteering, but it's also donating to this nonprofit.
Correct. It's not just volunteering, donating, as well as information on how to attend the Rose Parade on the actual day, how to watch live on TV, as well as how to see the float after the parade during Float Fest when it's parked, when all the floats are parked for the general public to see.
Great. Now, why is this float so important for the Vietnamese community and especially for us in the diaspora?
This would represent, again, it's the 2.3 million Vietnamese Americans across the US. We're spread out, we're in different pockets, right? Whether it's Houston, San Jose, New York, wherever they are throughout the US, this hopefully unites us as one. And it's important because it's historical, right? It's the second Vietnamese American float in the Rose Parade that hopefully our younger generation will look back and say, oh wow, there was a Vietnamese float in the Rose Parade. And hopefully it'll be, it'll be across, they'll be able to search it right online, because that's how we found the first float, is a Google search.
And it's significant too because this is the 50th year of the arrival of Vietnamese people in America.
Yes, it is very significant. Somebody had asked me, and when I'm working on projects, I'm running. That's how I get, like, I'm running a marathon. I don't have time to think. But when I was asked on an interview, what does this float mean to me? It forced me to stop. And I thought, and I started crying. I started crying before I could even answer, because then I realized this is my thank you to my parents, as refugees. And they never really shared their story, because it's too painful to share. And so I could say I don't really know my family's escape, because it was too painful for them to talk about. So this is my thank you to them. The lack of sleep putting on this event. It's all worth it, because it's my thank you. And in our culture, it's so hard to say those words to your parents, right? It's like, but hopefully this represents our, the younger generation's thank you to their parents.
And what is the theme of the float, and how did you all come up with the theme of the float?
Yeah, the theme would be to celebrate that, right? Because it's Year of the Snake is in January, at the end of January. So that was our central theme, is to celebrate Lunar New Year, which is Tet for us. And so we have elements such as we have fruits, traditional fruits. We have mang cau, we have thanh long, and in just traditional flowers. Those are the elements that we really thought about and put into it. The lanterns, Hoi An lanterns.
I want to shout out to your daughter Lana for always being by your side at all of these events. She is inspiring to watch, and it's even more inspiring to watch you raise such a wonderful and capable daughter. And I can only imagine what the younger generation is inspired by seeing this. What do you think Lana's generation feels about having a float out there in the parade?
This is a good question, because the other day I had talked to somebody in within her generation, and asked her the same question I was asked, because that question, what does this float mean to you, was so thought-provoking that it made me cry. But then when you ask a younger generation, because they're so far disconnected from that journey of what our parents have gone through, what their grandparents have experienced, somebody had said, I don't know, because to me it just sounded like they got on a boat, they got to America, and they have a job and they have a house, and I live a pretty good life. And I realized, oh my gosh, that really struck me, because I realized how far disconnected they are from that journey, right? That journey of dreams. They're so di far disconnected. But it was an honest answer. You know how we say the truth hurts? That kind of hurt because I was like, I put so much work into this float. And to hear that,
yeah,
we realize it's so important that we need to tell the stories. Like our parents' generation have an obligation to tell us these stories. Because the younger generation thinks we hopped on a luxury yacht and got here.
That is exactly why I do the work that I do. And, you know, shameless plug, that's why I started this thing called the Vietnam Story Bank. Mm-hmm. It's a service that people of our generation hire me to come and interview their parents, because very often it's awkward for us to ask our own parents mm-hmm. about their history, you know. And it's just weird because it's hard for people of our generation to have an open conversation. It's weird for the mom and dad to talk to their kids about how difficult it was. I don't know why this is, but I've been shared, so many parents have shared their stories, and the kids come back and say, oh my God, I had no idea that my mom was previously engaged to somebody else.
Yes.
You know, or I had no idea that that kind of war was going on between my mom and dad when I was just a child. Had no idea, and they worked through it. So there's all of these wonderful stories that that it's hard for us to kind of sit and, but that's why I'm here, right? Like I can ask it because I'm a third party. So it's so important that we retain these stories, and especially our parents' generation are passing on fairly quickly. It's really something else to hear this previous generation, because there, even where I sit, I thought that I've heard it all. I'm realizing that I'm just scratching the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So this float is hopefully something that reminds the younger generation that these previous generations have gone through a lot. And I think our generation, we went through a lot, but it's not what they went through. What they went through was, you know, life threatening. They crossed oceans that had a lot of danger.
Yeah, well, imagine if you and I just decided, let's go to Huntington Beach, just hop on a kayak and see where we get land. Yeah. Like, can you imagine? You and I, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. And then you go somewhere where you can't even speak the language.
Correct.
There's no Google. There's no Google Translate. There's nothing to really help you reassimilate or assimilate into a society. It is crazy to think about what they went through. No phones, no nothing. No contact with your home.
Yeah.
It is really something else to think about.
Yes.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who are the key people and the organizations that you had to kind of like work within to make the planning and the execution of the float happen?
Yeah, so primarily it's the Love to You team, right? Love to You. And then I reached out to Trusty, Vietnamese Creatives Collective, to help me with the organization as well. And they've been a great partner on previous projects. And you know, this time around, we don't have the same amount of support as my past projects. But really, we get really scrappy and we do what we can, right? Whether it's
shout out to VCC.
Yeah, it's staying up till 3 a.m. again, you know, All these projects. Anytime we do community projects, because again, we all have our own jobs,
yeah.
right? And people don't know it's our 9 to 5. We have our regular jobs that we have to work. And then after those hours, it's this labor of love that we put into our community projects. And so it's staying up into 3 a.m. working on this and then waking up at 6 a.m. again. And you know, let's go to work. Let's pay our bills.
Can you shout out who the power players over at VCC are so we all know who they are?
Yes, Kate Vu, Jacqueline Doe. Those are my two power players over there.
Yeah, they're wonderful. They really been.
That's it. I gotta give my daughter Lana.
And Lana as well. Yeah. So Kate and Jacqueline over at VCC have done wonderful things. They've put in so much work for the community, and they've got involved in film events that I've attended, and they just really do a bang up job of getting these things. You know, it's a labor of love for them too. You know.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, any project we do, you know, we want to make sure that they're compensated, whether it's their organization is compensated or, you know, they are compensated. But again, a lot of times when you're working on nonprofit things, you know, you can't ask for what, you know, what you're worth, but it's really, we're doing this for the community. And it's really to hold on to our stories, to share our stories, to preserve our culture and our history and heritage.
And how has the community responded so far?
Oh, gosh. It's interesting when anytime you do these type of community projects where people come out of nowhere. Like, I got a call yesterday, and it was like, I want to meet you in person. I'm like, I don't meet strangers in person. Uh-huh. I want to give you money. But it's just somebody who was really old school, really just an older lady who was moved by the project. And, you know, these are type of people who don't know how to use online. Payment systems and they call like local TV stations to get a hold of us and it's like I need to meet you in person so I can give you this check because I want to thank you. And it's like those are the
and did you end up meeting her?
Well, we figured it out so that she can mail it because again you're just never you don't want to meet somebody in public, but you know, at least she can mail it. So she mailed the check and she made sure that she let us know when she mailed it, when we should expect it. And so those are the things where, and then sometimes you see a donation that comes through and the amount, you're just like, whoa, where is that? You know, where did that come from? Or whether it's, you know, $5,000 or,
yeah,
because we're asking for $1, right? We're asking for $1. So anything you get over, let's say,
$10 is a big
$10 is just like, oh, wow, somebody's supporting and it's amazing. So,
yeah, we have a very strong community. We're a very strong community. And then some people are in the kind of like the habit of giving. You know, some people have let go of the scarcity mentality and they've crossed into the abundance mentality after years of kind of probably struggling to survive and then finally breaking through to the other side of making money finally and now getting into the habit of contributing. And I think year after year, our community gets stronger as it relates to giving.
Yeah, and you know, our Vietnamese community and just the Asian community in general are not known for philanthropy. But if you think about it, we are philanthropists because we give our time, right? You think about the time that our parents give to, let's say, the church or the temple.
Yeah.
That's giving, right? Yeah. Giving your time. But people don't talk about it or whether they're giving to a local neighbor. Because when you think of philanthropy, you think of thousands of dollars, right? Or hundreds of thousands that they give. But the time is currency as well. And that's another thing. To see the amount of people come out to volunteer, it's amazing. Because I'll tell you, the first day I volunteered, that was hard labor. I was like, I'm not cut for this. I'll just go back to coordinating. It's hard work. And so when you see people come out and 5 hours, I mean, 5 hour shifts, 4 hour shifts, and they're working straight through it. It's touching because time is currency.
All right, here's the big question. Who's on that float?
Yeah.
And how does the committee select for the people to be on the float?
Yeah. So I remember at one point I even reached out to you for float rider ideas.
Yep.
And initially because Love to You serves youth. We had thought about, let's get really influential, trailblazing young people. And then when I started to think a little bit further, you know, I just digged a little deeper. Then I realized who are our pioneers, right? Mm. You start thinking about who paved the way for us. It's the older generation. It's the, you know, Gyujin, yes. who has a long career in arts and entertainment, starting in Vietnam, right? And she traveled the world. And so Gyujin is one of our float riders. We have Gokien Tam Nguyen, who co-founder along with her husband of Advanced Beauty College. I mean, the manicuring industry, right? Yeah. Every woman gets their nails done.
But so many people came from that college, Advanced Beauty College. Shout out to Thumb over there and his mother and sister Lynn. They've done a great job of putting a lot of people in the nail industry into the market.
Yeah, it gave them, they created this industry. They've graduated, I think, nearly 50,000 students.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and they're all over the U.S. Yeah, and Sisley, who else? We have Dr.
Lina.
Oh, yeah, Lina Nguyen.
Lina Nguyen.
You know, mm-hmm. Emmy award-winning journalist, formerly with CBS. We also
three-time Emmy winner.
Yes.
Won Emmys for her work, yeah. And then you have, you said Thuy?
Oh, we have Dr. Linda Vo.
Linda Vo, okay.
We have Dr. Linda Vo, Department of Asian American Studies at UCI. Just all the work that she's done for, you know, not just the Vietnamese community, but for the Asian American community.
She's the powerhouse in the academic world.
Academically, it's, you think about, you know, the education sector. A lot of people, those are unsung heroes, right? I tried to find some unsung heroes to feature because those are the silent ones working in the background.
So that's four. How many float riders are there?
We have a total of 12. And then we have the co-founders of Love to You, along with their mother, right? Because their mother dared to dream, right? Dared to dream and take on that journey. And because of their mother, you know, raising such great daughters to put on this float for our community.
Yeah.
And then they have several generations within that family, coming from grandmother to daughters to granddaughters.
Who will be on the float as well.
Who will be serving three different generations. We do have announcement on parade day, which I can't share. So.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So tune in on parade day and you'll find out.
And how many special announcements are there? So is there like two or three special announcements or five more?
You'll find out.
All right.
I can share how many number of float riders we have yet. So, but we also have Rachel Nguyen, who is our headliner performer. She'll be performing A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman. So we were able to get rights to the song for the day. So she'll be performing that song.
Is a huge thing for Rachel.
It is. And oh man, she did a snippet of it the other day and I was recording her because I was trying to create content for her and my hands were shaking. When she belted out that first note, I teared up and I'm tearing up now because it was so powerful. And oh my gosh, my hands started shaking. And in the video, you could see my hands shaking like,
wow.
But it was so powerful because it was a raw performance. And I just thought, imagine this on that platform, right? On Purdue.
Yeah. So I have two random questions. First of all, who reached out for the rights? How much did it cost? Like, how does that work? Like, right?
Share all the financial details, but we definitely, when we were working on this project, you're working with the Float Builder, which is Artistic Entertainment Services, and then you're working with Tournament of Roses. So we're working with those two organizations to coordinate the music rights. And then you're going to have to find who produced the song.
Do they handle that? Does Tournament handle that? Or does Artistic handle that?
They work together. They work together.
So you're just like, hey, we want that song. This is the performer. Here's what we need. And then they just go out and they say, here's the bill.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Here's the bill.
Everything is, there's a bill for everything. So that's like the other challenge, because this is our first time. You're thinking, okay, well, we're going to pay for the cost to build the float, but you're not thinking about all the
other stuff. Yeah.
It's okay. So that's to build the float. But what about the sound system that goes into the float? What about the sound system, it's the music rights. And then what about the the receptions that we want to hold to host our float runners, you know. So those are the things that add up that we weren't prepared for.
And how many times is Rachel singing the song along the route?
Yeah, so we have Rachel and Tin An, Thuy Van Dance Company, and Ba Am who are performing. Mm-hmm. So we have four performances, and they cycle through five-minute performances each. So every 20 minutes, they're performing. We're cycling. It's a continuous loop, and it's a two-hour parade. So.
Oh, wow. So they're on that parade route for 2 hours? So from start to finish, it's a two-hour...
Yeah.
Wow.
2 hours and 5.5 miles.
So they're going to be performing that at least, okay,
I would say about
10 times, right?
A little less, a little less.
Maybe eight?
Yeah.
Eight times.
It's strenuous for them.
So Rachel has to sing that eight times, and then Ma three are they're gonna be dancing on the concrete though, right? Not on the float.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna be doing their kind of like their acrobatics and sort of their beautiful dance in front of the float as it's, my God, this is gonna be an amazing show.
It is. It is. And it was really important that we have cultural performances,
yeah,
as well as modern, right? Ba'am brings that modern
interpretation.
Modern arts twists to it, right? To their choreography.
You know, I hope that this float sets a precedence for, you know, for generations of Vietnamese to come. But it sounds very difficult to pull off.
Yes, because this is since July, right?
Yeah.
It sounds
very difficult to kind of like replicate. It sounds like just a kind of like a one-time thing every two decades.
Yeah.
How do you get this to kind of generate itself every year?
Yeah. You know, hopefully we'll have more corporations that are willing to do this. Hopefully corporate sponsors are willing to help, you know, fund these costs, because it's very costly. I mean, when will we do it again? Because the last one was over 20 years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
And you're right. Maybe the next one would be two decades from now, and hopefully sooner. But if it is two decades from now, and hopefully our younger generation, like Lana's generation and VCC's generation, they'll carry this on for us in about 20 years.
But does it make sense for like companies like Lee Sandwiches or Boiling Crab or all these big Vietnamese businesses, I mean, even from Vietnam, like VinFast or any of these big companies to put money into a float, does it make sense on the economics, on the return of investment that they put in, like Honda or, you know, these big car companies will have their own floats and it makes sense because that visibility factor. But does it make sense for Vietnamese business to put money in one time every year?
That's a tough one to answer. That really is. For example, this year's Rose Parade is sponsored by Honda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sponsored by Honda. So there must be a reason why they keep coming.
Every year. They're,
right.
They're back every year.
I mean, you think about, I believe it was San Diego Zoo. They do it.
Mm-hmm. Every year too.
And so there must be some kind of payoff. And I wouldn't be able to answer that because it's our first year. But I'm hoping that it'll provide us a global platform for people to learn more about Vietnamese Americans.
And this is just a straight up Vietnamese float, right? This
is like Vietnamese. It's not Asian.
Not Asian. It's just Vietnamese. And are there any other corporate sponsors on the float?
We have small corporate partners, but most of it was funded by individual donors.
And these corporate sponsors, are they asking for any visibility on the float?
You'll be surprised they didn't.
Wow.
None of them asked for any visibility.
This is amazing. What has been the most rewarding part of this so far for you?
Oh, I would say the bonds that are created. Again, I don't know why this time it's an all-female team. We have an all-female team, and it's the bonds, the sisterhood that's created. It's the trust that they have given me to execute. Because sometimes I'll come back and ask, and they're like, just do it. And you know, out of respect, right? You know, they are, you know, Love to You is the sponsoring organization. So you want to make sure that anything that I do that is aligned with their vision, but they're just like, we trust you, just make the call. And so those are the things that you, that's rewarding for me, is that they trust me enough to execute and represent our community.
Yeah, because all the float riders are women.
Okay,
No, you don't have to get into it.
We did ask a lot of men, and they are either out of town for the holidays, or we had one really, one decline, but it's only because his company doesn't do any marketing.
Got it. Well, I mean, if it was all women, it would be cool too, right? Because it's time for women to shine, and, you know, I'm glad to hear that as well, that you reached out to several people, and that was the, I look forward to seeing who the people that you have as surprises are going to come on.
Yes.
Where can people learn about the float and contribute, and, you know, what's the name of the link again? And we'll include it in the descriptions in the podcast as well.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Where can people, what is the link that people can contribute and follow and give more details?
Yeah, it's givebutter.com/journeyofdreams.
And this is Give Butter, right?
Give Butter. It's the fundraising platform.
Linda, thank you so much for coming on last minute to do this podcast. I look forward to all of the stories that happen after the Rose Parade.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for sharing our story.
Happy holidays, and we will be talking soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Vietnamese with Kenneth Nguyen. Special thanks to Brittany Tran, to Jane Nguyen, Catherine Nguyen, Tina Pham, Sydney Jamie, and Christo Trin. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at The Vietnamese Podcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.